your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Alchemy. Really pumped to have my friend Janelle Ralph, CEO of Rebotanicals and founder of Harmony CBD. Janelle, it's great to have you on the show today.
Yeah, it's really nice to be here. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So, Janelle, you have a pretty amazing story. And so I was excited to bring you on the show and talk to you about that. But, you know, before we get started on that, you obviously are the founder of Harmony CBD and you were part of a merger with Rebotanicals. So maybe give us kind of like a quick catch up on that.
So in August of 2019, our company, which is Palmetto Synergistic Research, and we created the brand Harmony, Palmetto Harmony originally. Now it's Harmony CBD since we have acquired the trademark for Harmony and dietary supplements and herbal products. I had met the founder of Nativa, his name is John Brulak, at the Hemp for Victory party in DC once we legalized hemp early 2019. It was actually the end of 2018. And we really hit it off. We had a lot of things in common, and he had started this kind of spinoff CBD company when he left Nativa called Rebotanicals. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, he had a lot of the same goals and aspirations that we did. And fortunately, it just came together that we ended up merging the companies together and we became one company, two brands. And in February of this last year, you know, John stepped down. And I was appointed CEO. I was COO after the merger, and then I was appointed CEO in February of Rebotanicals. So we are still one company, two brands. Rebotanicals is really more of a health and wellness type of approach with a strong regenerative agricultural background. We only work with farmers that are using regenerative agricultural practices. We've brought those practices in-house to our own farm. So it's pretty exciting. And then the Harmony CBD brand, you know, that's more of a, what we like to say is kind of a really centered around caretakers and caregivers, which is what I obviously am with my daughter Harmony and why the brand was actually formed and created. Mm-hmm. And so we really, it's a heavy emphasis on people that are caretaking for people with, you know, different types of conditions to really improve their quality of life.
Yeah. So, Janelle, let's talk a little bit about that just for folks who are tuning in who, you know, might not know the story, but talk to us a little bit about your daughter and maybe what she was going through and how you really, you know, launched this company to help with her condition.
Yeah. So, our youngest child, she came around quite later than our older children. There's about a 13-year difference between our youngest daughter and her. And she was born with a really, really rare genetic condition. There's only about 600 cases worldwide in any given time. It's called lysencephaly. She is a grade 2, which is pretty severe. It's a 1 to 10 grading scale, and 1 being the most extreme. Most of the children don't leave the hospital. It's so extreme. And it's known as smooth brain. So if you think of your brain looks like a waffle and mine looks like a waffle, where hers looks like 4 completely smooth hemispheres. She has a small amount of gyria in the back left hemisphere, which is what gives her a grade 2. So basically, her brain didn't form all the way. The last layer that has your gyria on it is what didn't form in her because of that mutation in her gene. So with that comes intractable epilepsy, or you know, the seizures is really what shortens the life expectancy of children born with lysencephaly. It's not so much the disorder. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of other complications that go along with it. She is non-mobile and non-verbal, but the seizures is really what lessens the life expectancy. And we were given her life expectancy. We were given to 4 years old, basically. Mm-hmm. And at about 3.5, we started losing what little bit of seizure control we had when she was younger using a wide variety of different pharmaceutical medications. And we had gotten to the point that the doctors really had ran out of any type of options or answers for us. We were on 5 high anti-epileptic drugs. They couldn't go much higher. She was pretty much in a state of comatose from all the drugs. And I started looking for alternative treatments. It was mid 2014. Mm-hmm. And everything that I started researching kept continually pointed me toward marijuana and a constituent in marijuana. It wasn't until I had dug in quite a bit deeper and started really researching the different compounds within the cannabis and the marijuana plant and understood that, you know, CBD is actually the predominant compound that derives in hemp. Mm-hmm. And it's what really defines hemp as a plant, scientifically speaking. So there was kind of a switch in the way I started thinking that, you know, CBD isn't derived from marijuana. It's truly derived from hemp. And if hemp is, you know, this plant that is available to, you know, hemp products are available to buy legally in grocery stores, then why can't we access this particular compound that's non-psychotropic and give it to our children with little to no risks? And so that's kind of what propelled me into the hemp industry and what eventually brought me to where I am now. You know, I did not want to, I'm an entrepreneur by nature. I did real estate development. I've owned several restaurants. But this isn't an industry I wanted to be in, frankly. And I think, you know, a lot of people kind of end up here with a story like mine, that it's not somewhere they really thought they would ever be. And then they ended up getting here. What brought me here is the fact that I, you know, when I initially started realizing that I thought that this compound could help Harmony, I created the CBD for Children with Epilepsy group on Facebook, thinking that if I can bring enough parents together, we would have the demand needed. Somebody would step up with the supply, just like any other industry you would enter into.
Sure.
And unfortunately, this was late 2014. You know, unfortunately, the industry at the time, there was just so many bad actors and so many bad players that, you know, a lot of us had money stolen from us, were sold bad products, were sold products that weren't even CBD, that weren't safe for consumption. And, you know, it got to the point I just sat down with my husband and I said, you know, I think this is something we're just going to have to get into. If we're going to find Harmony a safe, tested supply of CBD, and we're going to have to get into this industry to get it to her. I didn't think it was going to get as big as it's gotten, or we'd be able to help so many people as we have. But I definitely knew that if we wanted to find something that was safe and consistent, we were going to have to do it ourselves from what the experience that we had in the early future of trying to obtain this compound. So, and that's kind of flash forward now. And,
yeah,
you know, Harmony is about to turn 12 years old, if you can believe it.
Wow.
And our journey, you know, after we started producing the Harmony product line, we were able to gain 90% seizure control. And we've, over the years, have removed about 95% of her pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
And with that, it's changed her life and our life. I mean, basically, it's improved her quality of life exponentially. Her doctors, you know, have told us, short of divine intervention, they've never seen anything like it in their practice. Mm. We've electronically, through EEGs, quantitative EEGs, mapped her brain before and all the way up till about 8 months ago is the last QEG we did. And it's just her brain is functioning beyond what her disorder allows her to do now. So it's quite a miracle.
That's incredible. Well, I think, I mean, listen, hats off to you on kind of taking it into your own hands, you know, and figuring out a solution. And, you know, it's kind of a pretty amazing story and turnaround. Now, from what I understand, too, you've also been kind of that, you know, pretty big force behind the legalization side of cultivation in South Carolina when it comes to hemp.
Yeah, I mean, it's been challenging. So in 2014, there was a mom working on a CBD legislation that passed. And on the back of that CBD legislation, there was a hemp bill that actually passed and said hemp was legal in the state of South Carolina, but it did not give any direction on setting up a program to legally grow it under the 2014 Farm Bill. So I worked with, I went back to the legislative body. I worked with the Agricultural Department and the Farm Bureau and the Tobacco Growers Association. And we ended up drafting a comprehensive, well, me and Courtney Moran, who is a founder of Agricultural Hemp Solutions, along with me, drafted the first comprehensive hemp legislation in South Carolina, and we were able to get that passed the first year of a 2-year session. It was pretty miraculous. Not many bills had gone through, but it was it was initially when I first started going down to the state house, it was a shock. I hadn't done anything in politics before. And, you know, here I am, a special needs mom that's trying to, what some people thought was legalize marijuana, which is not at all what I was trying to do. Right. I was actually trying to legalize or just create a comprehensive program for farmers in South Carolina to benefit from hemp. And knowing that hemp was going to be legal federally very soon, and it was already getting legalized in many state programs, and farmers were reaping the benefits of it. And on top of that, being able to, you know, bring my operation out of Kentucky home, where I felt it should belong anyway. And so we were able to win over a lot of hearts and minds and work with a lot of agencies that were initially fully against us, and, you know, educate them and teach them that what hemp is, and that this is a viable crop, and it has a really great future for farmers in the United States, whether you're doing CBD or you do grain or we move into the fiber production side of things. So it's exciting times. And after we drafted and we passed the legislation here, then I started turning to some work on the DC level in Washington, and co-founded Agricultural Hemp Solutions with Courtney. And we worked on the 2018 Farm Bill with Wyden and McConnell's office. And it's, you know, it's been a roller coaster ride. It's been fun, challenging at times for sure. It's definitely, politics is a beast in and of itself, but you know, it's much needed. And I feel like, you know, when I started, we weren't even a newborn industry. And now I feel like we're getting out of that newborn kind of in an infancy stage, but there's so much more to do in hemp, so much more.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Now, I wanted to ask you on a couple of things that I thought is, you know, you mentioned earlier as far as, you know, bad actors and products that didn't have, you know, the right amounts of CBD and so forth. I know that third-party testing is kind of near and dear to you. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about, to the folks listening in now, you know, what you've done around third-party testing with your products.
Yeah, so we were, a lot of us parents, even before I started producing the Harmony product, when we started getting sold bad product and, you know, we had to ship it to other parents in legal states that could have access to laboratories that could test it. And we did that not necessarily, you know, at our own peril and our own risk. And when so many products came back with no CBD in them or heavy metals or molds or pesticides, I mean, just stuff you don't want to be given your children, let alone yourself or anyone, period. And, you know, we really started driving that narrative on the CBD for Children with Epilepsy site. Don't buy anything without a third party lab. Call the lab, confirm that this product was actually what they sent to them. So when we started our business, it was something that was the foundation of our business, was to always provide a third-party lab for every lot and batch that we produced, not just a COA that says, hey, this is what we think is in it, or, you know, take our word for it. We do provide a COA, but we also attach that third-party lab. And those are available on all of our websites. You can go on, you can see all the current batches on there with our COAs and the third-party lab. And you can also see all the previous batches that we've ever produced for the company. You can put that batch number in if you have it. It's on your bottle, located on your packaging in your bottle and your box, and you can pull up that third-party lab. I think that was imperative in understanding that you know what you're getting. You know, as a consumer, you want to know what you're getting, because this industry is not, nobody's regulating it but the industry itself. The FDA is not regulating the industry right now. There's no regulatory body. There's more regulatory body in medical marijuana programs than there is in hemp. So it's really on the producer to be that regulatory agent, and on the consumer to request them to regulate themselves. So we were also the first USDA organic certified brand, Rebotanicals, and the first USDA organic certified vertically integrated company as well, along with the first glyphosate residual free certified brands too, mm-hmm. which I think is super important along the way. And we're working on our CGMP certification currently. We are registered with the FDA as a CFR 21-117 with a 111 arm for food and supplements. Mm-hmm. So our doors are open to the FDA to come in and inspect us at any time. We do annual inspections, and we do have a comprehensive CGMP compliant program that we abide by.
Now, there was, I saw something like a week ago that came across my desk with, you know, the U.S. Post Office wants to companies to prepare for some upcoming restrictions when it comes to mailing. Do you know anything about that or can give us any type of insight on what they're restricting?
I'm pretty sure it's vape products. I haven't heard anything outside of the vaping industry.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of legislation that has passed recently on the back of other legislations that's really going to put a crackdown on the vaping industry, whether it's vaping juices, even in the cannabis space.
Right.
And it's not just for nicotine. So in the past, it was the piece of legislation that they tacked this onto was really around regulating nicotine and tobacco. But now they're regulating devices and any type of vape juices, whether it's CBD, cannabis, or anything that you're going to put in a vape and smoke it, whether it has nicotine or not. And you're going to have to register. My blanket understanding of this, and again, I'm not an attorney, I've briefly looked into this, is that you will have to register with the government. The United States Postal Service will have high restrictions around shipping those types of products. And FedEx and UPS currently right now are stopping shipping of all, products that have any type of vape side to it at all. So, and I think that may be what you're referring to. Other than that, I have not heard of anything about just regular, you know, hemp products.
I definitely remember seeing something about, you know, vapes in there as well. So maybe they were kind of categorizing it as, you know, vape, CBD, any type of devices for that matter.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of our industry. And it's unfortunate. It's a big part of the cannabis industry in general. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, we're getting lumped into, you know, regulations around big tobacco, which I think that we should not be, but, you know, somebody's going to have to fight that outside of me. So,
yeah. Well, I think, you know, we've had quite a few guests on the show in the CBD realm. And I think, you know, for one, education is so important, right? You have a lot of people that are exposed to a lot of different products, and some of them are great, some of them are not great, and some of them are just complete crap. And so I think it's important for folks like you to really, one, be vocal about how you guys are not only coming up with an incredible product that's also tested, but also at the same time, you know, your mission of everything that you've done is really, it's an incredible story. So I hope you also are out there being as vocal as you can, because you really do have an amazing story. And, you know, personally, just kind of hearing your, you know, what you've been through from a journey perspective, like, this is not what you wanted, but you basically, you know, had this obstacle in front of you and you were on a mission. And so it's such a great, story to hear. And, you know, it's very impressive. And I'm glad that you came on the show, because I think more and more people need to hear these stories. It's so important. And how this is really changing people's lives.
And it really is. I'm a firm believer that cannabinoids are probably the most powerful supplement out there. And I mean, not only for regulating your body from head to toe, but I mean, just anything that you could be suffering from gut health to inflammation to any type of, you know, any type of chemical imbalance in your body. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think CBD is really, and all the cannabinoids within the cannabis plant, depending on who you are as a person, are really a huge benefit and can drastically improve a large population's quality of life. And that's what it comes down to. And these should be accessible to any individual who wants to go down that path and be able to use them as a supplement. Obviously, THC, there's some connotation around it and what we're going to do on how to regulate it, because it is a psychotropic, but there's all these other compounds inside the cannabis plant, like CBN and CBG, that we haven't even touched on talking about or marketing, and all their health benefits they have as well. I think that, you know, we're going to see that come out in the short future. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a challenging industry, and a lot of it is because it is unregulated. And, you know, it's challenging for the consumer. And I always used to say, you know, all these bad actors, and I used to complain about them. Mm-hmm. But I think some of it has to do with just, you know, that, and I'm not saying ignorance is something that you can excuse, but I think that there's a lot of really good players. They just don't know what to do to be good actors. You know, I think they have the ability to, they're in it for the right reason. They want to produce a viable product. They just don't have the ability to do it because they don't know where to start.
Right.
And I would tell all those people that, you know, the best thing to do is your very first paycheck, you should be hiring a consultant that can come and set up a really comprehensive manufacturing program, a CGMP compliant program for you, because that's going to protect you and it's going to protect the consumer. Mm-hmm. And that's really step one. And once you have that in place, everything from there is just gravy. So spend some time, learn if you're going to manufacture, what that means, and take the precautions to do it and regulate yourself.
Awesome. Well, Janelle, I want to thank you again for coming on the show. Thanks for sharing your great story and, you know, wishing you all the great success that, you know, as you guys are expanding and growing, and we'll be keeping an eye on you. So everybody, again, Janelle Ralph, CEO of Re Botanicals, and thanks again for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, so much. It was a pleasure, always.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.